This is WSKG News. Proponents of New York's new medical marijuana law say so far it's barely functioning, and they say major revisions are necessary to allow more than just a tiny number of patients to benefit. Karen DeWitt has more.
New York's limited medical marijuana law began in January, but advocates and patients say it has not worked out as well as they had hoped. They say strict limits on diseases that are eligible for treatment, no insurance coverage, and near complete lack of doctors who have undergone the required training and will prescribe the medicine has left them frustrated. Susan Rosinko lives in Auburn, New York, and is treated for MS at the University of Rochester Medical Center. She lobbied for the law in Albany, which is known as the Compassionate Care Act, back in 2014. But she says to her dismay, 3 months into the new law, she can't obtain the drug through any of her doctors.
The Compassionate Care Act passed, but I have yet to experience any of the compassion to go with that bill. As of April 5th, 514 doctors have registered 2,494 patients. I am not one of those patients.
She says her doctors have told her they don't want to go through the regulations required by the state health department to become certified prescribers. Rosinko wants to see the law expanded to allow physician assistants and nurse practitioners to prescribe the medicine. Advocates say the diseases treated should be expanded to include chronic pain, among other things. They say that could help limit the rampant opioid addiction that's led to the heroin epidemic. Jason Pinsky of Brooklyn became addicted to OxyContin after a back operation. He says medical marijuana has helped him while he struggled to quit his addiction.
My ability to taper off of opiates has been solely due to my experience using cannabis concentrates and extracts as medicine.
All right.
Pinsky has been off of opiates for almost 2 years now, but he says if medical marijuana could be used for chronic pain in the first place, many people would not become addicted to opiates at all. Potential patients say without medical marijuana covered by health insurance, the cost of just one dose of the medicine can be unaffordable. Kate Hintz lives in Westchester with her daughter Morgan, who suffers from chronic epileptic seizures. Hintz and her daughter were frequent visitors at the Capitol 2 years ago when the law was passed.
When you hear stories that the price of medication is up to 10 times more than in other states,
wow,
it's unacceptable.
No.
New York must do better.
Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried, a Manhattan Democrat, was the law's prime sponsor in his house.
If I had a free hand in writing the medical marijuana law, it would be a very different law. You wouldn't have the legislature trying to practice medicine by listing specific conditions.
Gottfried says in order to get the bill passed, there had to be compromise with Governor Cuomo and some in the state Senate who were initially against legalizing medical marijuana. He denies the law is a failure, though, but he says it has a long way to go and badly needs to be fixed.
There are things that we can do that would make New York's law a really well-functioning program, like you have in many other states, instead of one that is barely able to get off the ground.
Gottfried says three bills have already been reported out of committee to expand the powers to prescribe medical marijuana to more healthcare professionals and increase the types of illnesses that can be treated. They would also create an advisory committee to, among other things, review cases when Governor Cuomo's health department denies the treatment for patients and their caregivers. A spokesman for Cuomo says only that the bills will be reviewed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.